Well, it's a long process to shift our entire infrastructure from our proprietary hosted solution to a third-party cloud solution. Kind of a lot of services have certain assumptions about the infrastructure it's running on, and those have to be sorted out step by step. We have to get to a more current version of the OS that our simulators are running on, and that takes quite a bit of effort because every time we do those upgrades, there's stuff that breaks or changes that we have to adjust to. There's the whole deployment process of operational aspects of running the whole infrastructure 7 that has to change because of the structure we're running. So this is a huge effort. It will take us well into next year, but it's a very high priority. Do not want to have to capitalize a lot of the infrastructure we have in our current version. So by going to the cloud, all kinds of neat opportunities over time for us to take advantage of. It's better our hardware, other services, geographic distribution. There are all kinds of things that will sort of follow on to this. So this is, if nothing else, a huge indicator of our serious long-term commitment to Second Life, because this is a very, very large undertaking and not something we would commit to or do if we very, very extreme long-term plans for Second Life. So we're willing to pay the price for this migration because we believe it's going to be best interest for all parties involved. You know, that means there's a lot of other features we can't get to that we would like to do, because this is a lot of work just to kind of get the same thing going in a new place. But it's going to be worth it, and forward to it, and the team is working hard on it.